I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey guys, welcome to Marital Martinis. I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hello.
And as you all know, we're moving and we have about 9 days left until the move. So what I'm trying to do is empty out my bar cabinets of all the liquor that we have. So I was thinking, what am I drinking for this episode? I don't know. I found a clear bottle, handwritten tequila on it.
Handwritten.
Don't know what's in it. Don't know what kind. But
does
it's tasty.
Does it taste like tequila?
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, it's definitely tequila. I got my pineapple juice in there. A little splash of cranberry. I'm good to go.
I don't like you on tequila.
Well, I think that was in the past because.
Oh.
I think I'm like too tired now to get like
stupid,
antsy, and stupid, and want to do something and go somewhere.
Be like, an asshole.
Yeah, like mm-hmm. That's done. Mm-hmm. I'm over that. I'm like, I can't handle that anymore. So we're trying to empty the cabinets and yeah.
We're only moving 5 minutes away. You can bring the bottles with you.
Well, yeah, but it costs more when the
Not
guys
if you put it in the trunk of my car.
That's true. And we have nowhere to put it. So there's that too.
That's true.
We don't have the bar room.
That's true.
Yeah, we have front doors. But not the barroom.
No, we don't have any.
Because you won the game.
I did win the game.
So,
Yeah. I wanted to do this episode, the sexy episode. I feel like, I always say this, but I feel like it could be a 10-part series. And I'm sure we'll do many more episodes about this. But what got me the idea was just a few days ago.
What gave me
the idea? I don't know. I'm on my second drink of whatever you're making, which might as well be like straight alcohol.
No, it's like those, like in the fraternity days when, like, with punch, what was the bowl? What is it called?
For initiation, they would take the rag across the bar,
right,
and scoop up the old disgusting alcohol and. Like
squeeze it into a tub.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what this tastes like a little bit.
So we're just finding what's left, right, dumping it into a cup and drinking it.
Right. So Dr. Fauci, I'm not getting political, but Dr. Fauci is on the cover of In Style magazine.
Oh, is that real?
Yeah.
I thought that was like a fake thing that was passed around.
I am 99% sure it's real.
Okay.
And it got me thinking because he looks so damn cute on the cover.
I mean,
and he's like this
cute
little
old man.
Yeah. But
he reminds me of my Poppy.
Yeah, I can see that. I think he probably reminds everybody of their Poppy.
Right.
But he, to me, the idea of, listen, if it came down to it and he started taking his clothes off, I would run the other way. But the idea of sexy, to me, has changed so much in the past 10 or 15 years of my life, that it really made me want to do an episode about it, because the way I felt about sexy, you know, when I was in my 20s or even my early 30s is so different than what I feel about it now. And that kind of proved it to me, because when he was on the cover, rather than being like, when I was in my 20s, it would have been like, that's ridiculous that he's, but now I'm like, I get it. He's smart. He's a good man. He's, you know, he's obviously, like, when he talks, he's cute and funny and intelligent. And, you know, so my ideas of all of that have changed. So that sort of is what sparked the idea. I was like, we should do an episode just about what we think is sexy.
I know you did. And he brought it up to me last night and I was not thrilled about it.
Right.
And I'm still not.
Because you thought you were going to get in trouble.
Well, not only that, I don't think in terms of sexy. I never thought to myself like, oh, that's sexy, or that sex scene is sexy to me, or like I never thought that way.
Maybe that's a problem.
Well, it's too late to kind of take care of that
problem. It's too late. What, are you dead?
What, to think about things in a sexy way?
Like, why is it too late?
I don't know. I just never thought of things. This was tough for me to answer my questions because I always feel like I'm taking a test, like answering my questions that you write for me.
So write your own damn questions. I don't care.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm saying it's a good thing, but I feel silly because I'm like, I answered my questions and I wasn't, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I just never thought in the terms of what is sexy to me. Do guys think that way? I don't know if it's...
I think some do. Yeah. I think all the dancers on Dancing with the Stars do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that when they move, they must be thinking, oh, wow, this move is really sexy. Or
do you think so? Or do you think I'm like, oh, look at me, I'm hot shit. Look at these moves I could do.
Okay, but either one.
They don't think sexy
to themselves. I think they do think sexy. Okay. I think that there are a lot of men out there who do, but I also think, like you said, there are a lot of men out there who don't. We were out with another couple last night. I asked them all these questions at the dinner table, and the guy said the same thing pretty much as you. Like,
yeah,
I don't think in terms of sexy.
We don't think that way.
Well, we want you to.
Okay, but it's...
I am going to collectively speak for women everywhere and say we want you to.
Well, things that we want to. Unfortunately, life is not fair.
All right, well, this episode is about sex. Okay. So you can save those for other episodes.
Sure.
And I think it's a good conversation to have, especially right now when we make a ton of excuses about... there's a pandemic and I'm exhausted and the kids are around all the time and stressed and you're working all the time and we're moving and we have 1,000 excuses about why our life isn't more passionate and sexy and filled with romance right now, right? You can and on any given day you can make 1,000 excuses about that because life is so hectic and there's so much going on that it's easy to put all of this on the back burner. But I also feel like if not now, when? We're only getting older, we're only getting busier, we're only getting more stressed. So we need to find ways to fit it in.
Yeah, I think if there was ever a time in our lives that I thought you did not feel sexy about anything, it was now, the last 4 months.
Yeah.
You've been the least, like, sexual. Interested in, not just sexual, but, like, there's been no aura of sexy coming out of you in any way. I mean, not to say that that's how I feel about you, that your presence, your thinking about things.
Yeah, I'm very disconnected, I think, from a lot of things.
Good. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. That's what I was trying to say.
Right, but I don't want to be. And when I, you know, we also haven't been going out and, you know, we haven't had time to ourselves and I've had the kids around me all the time. There are a lot of components to why I feel like that. But when I got dressed up and went out last night or I've gone out, we've gone out, I think, 4 times since we've been allowed to go out, you know, like lawfully allowed to
go out. Been out 4 times in the last 5 months.
And with kids, twice without.
And they were all in the last 4 weeks.
Right. And we're in New Jersey, which is doing really well right now. So, like, numbers-wise.
Yeah, can
COVID.
We all please do your part in Jersey?
Yeah, no COVID parties on the beach,
nobody
guys.
From out of Jersey come in. Let us be.
No stuff.
But I mean, I want to see you, but, you know.
But I think that when I do go out and everything, and I get back to that type of existence, I start to feel more sexual and sexier. There's nothing sexy about being in my house, you know, with my kids being on top of me all fucking day.
Well, yeah, because I even asked you last night before I even knew you were presenting me with this episode, because you showered. Congratulations. That was very...
Thank you.
Yeah. And you got dressed up. Yeah, so we're going to a casual place. It was nothing fancy, nothing, but you put on pointed shoes.
Pointed shoes.
Yeah.
Like ballet slippers.
Pointed shoes, right?
They're called high heels.
High heels.
Yes. Pointed shoes.
No, pointed in the front, not in the heel.
Pointed shoes. Wow.
And I said, what'd you put on those pointed shoes for? Because we're going to this casual
pointed
place.
Pointed shoes, yes. Yeah, and I was like, well, if I'm not going to wear them tonight, when the fuck am I wearing them?
And I thought that was kind of sexy.
Well, thank you. You could have said it.
Oh, I didn't say it out loud?
No, you did not.
I thought it.
No, you did not. Okay, so I asked people on Instagram a ton of questions and I got a lot of responses and I'm going to try to share a lot of them also because, first of all, I forgot about so many things like movies and songs and everything that they brought up, but also people have some feelings about sexiness.
Good.
Yeah. So I thought we would ask, and I'll also go into what other people said, but okay, I asked you, what is the sexiest thing about a person?
Okay, I did not want to answer this question because I feel like behind the answer there should be some deep, thoughtful answer about like their
confidence,
intelligence, their mm-hmm. confidence, their, you know, ingenuity.
Would you say boobs?
Like, yeah, like TNA. There it is. That's what's
TNA.
Sexy. TNA. TNA.
Tits and ass.
Tits and ass. And eyes. I love me some eyes.
Okay.
And you have some pretty eyes. So oh, that's, thanks. I find that sexy.
Thanks. What about the tits and ass?
You got that going on. You've
well,
always
I mean,
had that going
big,
on. That's why I met you for the, you know, for the first time. I saw right. your TNA in your eyes. But no, I don't
well,
even.
Well, but now they're closer to my ankles than they used to be.
That's great. That's yeah. really hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah, very sexy.
Go ahead.
But I don't even really want to answer that because that's not my answer. What I think is sexy is going to kind of come across throughout this episode. I don't have a one thing. Mm-hmm. So it's not really like a fair question that I could just answer straight
right.
up like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I said, I think connection is sexy. Like when you feel like someone is connecting with you and really listening to you and giving you attention and making you feel important, making you feel like they are, really into you and what you're saying and, you know, lock eyes or are quiet while you're talking or but not quiet while you're talking because they're bored, but quiet while you're talking because they're engaged.
Listening.
Yeah, I think that is really sexy. And
then why do you not practice that yourself?
Fuck you. I it's do. True.
No, you do not let people speak. You're in their half sentence.
That is not true.
Anybody's. Oh, yes, it is. You are in there no matter what somebody is saying halfway through their sentence.
What?
It's true. It's completely true.
Well, that doesn't appear to be what my friends think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Would they tell you if they thought otherwise or?
I would think that they just wouldn't want to be around me and they obviously want to be around me.
Of course they want to be around
you,
but I'm
mean?
Just saying that when people are
I
speaking,
think I used
you
to be...
cut off halfway through. just... exactly.
I think I used to be bad at interrupting. I think I've gotten much better.
I completely disagree with you. I think you've gotten much worse at interrupting and do not let people speak and then you come through and state your mind.
Damn.
I'm not coming down on you.
Oh,
about
I know.
It.
It's a compliment.
It's a compliment. You're, yeah. No, but you don't see that. Like, I think
no.
you do that. Really? I'll give you a slight little nudge. Next
and not
time.
Only that, nobody else besides you has told me that. And my friends are very honest with me. And my sister would be the first one to be like, stop fucking interrupting me.
Really?
Yes. And she never has.
Okay. I see it.
Yeah. Well. Maybe what you're saying isn't that interesting.
Like,
so
you don't. No, it's not even me. But when I talk, you don't even listen. You're just on your Instagram and doing your thing. You don't even listen to me, which I
that
have.
That is my job.
Okay. So wait, why? How come when I'm at my job and you're texting me, it's like, why won't you answer me? Answer me. Why won't you talk to me? Because it's my job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Damn.
I'm gonna nudge you next time.
Yeah,
you.
I'll
let you know when you do it.
Okay. Good.
I won't do that.
Yeah, that'll be sexy.
All right, so what was next?
What are you most attracted to me about?
When you interrupt people when they're
no,
speaking.
No, for real. I don't. Okay. Now I'm going to get like people messaging me like, well, now that Adam said it, I'm going to say it too. And
wait. Oh, you mean because people. Oh, well, look, I'm opening up the floodgates of people who are
yeah,
thinking
I'll open
it.
Up a lot of fucking floodgates too.
I'm not saying I don't have any. Damn, take a constructive criticism, that's all.
Give me a compliment first.
Okay, your compliment is... you make me want to be a better man.
Oh, for the love of God, Jack Nicholson, I knew that was coming.
Okay, no, when I'm most attracted to you. One is, which I think you're going to disagree with me because I'm not vocal enough
about
it. When
you're asleep and I come in and try to have sex with you.
After you come down from spending an hour upstairs getting ready for before we're going to go out, when I see you come down the stairs, when you're all like decked out and looking good, especially when you're wearing that black eyeliner, which you know I love, that's hot. Like, you look hot when you're ready to go.
Aww.
And when you come down from, like, taking care of yourself and doing your thing, even though half of it you were on Instagram and not doing anything, but...
No, I was dancing alone in the bathroom.
Right. But that, as far as attraction, physically, it, you know, attracted to you, that's, I think, when it's at its best. But I think emotionally attracted to you the most is when we literally just hang out together, get drunk together, and be stupid together. I'm very attracted to that scenario because we're both just doing our thing, not even thinking about what we're supposed to say or what we're supposed to do. Like, we're just drunk and stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that.
Mm-hmm.
And we're so on par with that.
We're equally stupid.
Yes, we're equally stupid.
Right.
But I love that you could be stupid with me and just,
yeah,
like, not give a shit, not right. whatever.
Yeah, we've always had that, and that is always one of the things that, you know, people will say sometimes, like, how have you guys, I get messages a lot, like, how have you guys made it through it all and everything, and my main answer, which is a very vague answer for people, and it doesn't help very much, but it's true, is we've always had this underlying connection.
Well, yeah, it goes back to our second first date in New York, when we met for the first time, however it works. And we were, this is back in the days in New York when you could smoke in the lounges and the bars. And we both.
The good old days.
We both had 10 drinks. We both had 2 packs of cigarettes. Mm-hmm. We both just babbled on and on and on, drunken, stupid talk that we both enjoyed each other's company. And we were both on par doing the same thing. And that's what I love, that, like, you could keep up and you could have fun.
Right, but the same reason why we love each other so much and have so much fun is the same reason why we've fucked up so much.
Yeah,
in
I
life.
Know. Right.
Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. That's 100% true. But
right.
Fuck it.
So yeah, no.
I think it's okay.
Hey, we're still standing.
Sort
for
of.
Now. Yeah, I would say for me, are you done or do you have more?
I have so many more reasons why I'm attracted to
I'll
you,
bet.
But I just don't want to bore everybody
totally.
With all the reasons.
I get that.
Yeah.
I said I have two things. First of all, again, I've said my attraction about things, my idea of sexiness has changed over the past 10 to 15 years. But for sure, your commitment to this podcast and what we're doing here has been the sexiest thing you've ever done. I mean,
really?
For me, the fact that you and I do this together and you're so committed to it and you're never like, ugh, I don't want to record or I don't want to do it. Or you're always so excited about it and you love it. And you're so respectful of me and, you know, how I handle things with it. And you're never trying to, like, boss me around. And, you know, like, I feel like we're really equals in it.
Yeah. I mean, on the contrary, a little bit, I'm trying to stand back and, like, let you take charge.
Right. Maybe a little bit.
I'm not
bit.
Even trying to boss you around in any way. Like, I like the way
well,
you're
you also
doing
just
it.
Don't have time to be in charge.
Yeah, but not only that, you have the, you've learned it. You have the, I mean, the podcast extends to the social media, which is 100% you.
Right.
So I don't even get, like, I don't right. even know it.
But I never
it.
Worry that you're going to be like, really? You posted that? Like, you know, you're the first person to, like, if someone gets pissed off about something I post or whatever, you're like, you have my back, I feel like. Like, you're very much like, who the fuck cares? So if you lose followers, fuck them. Like, you're very much like, you're never embarrassed by me. You're never humiliated by me.
No.
And you could be, because I do some humiliating shit. I mean, it's all from a good place and it's all, like, very real and raw. But, you know, it could be like, don't do that. You know, I'm afraid that my customers are going to see, or I'm afraid my family's going to, like, you're never like that. And that to me is super sexy. And I want to extend that by saying, even if you don't do a podcast together, I think just the idea of doing something together that's yours. Like, you and I used to play tennis together at the beginning of
Remember those days?
Yes. And I always thought that was super sexy that we played tennis together. It was our thing. We went, we played.
It was not super sexy when we played doubles on the same team, though.
Because we just would fight
each other. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, we were not good doubles partners.
I remember we were somewhere with your family, and we were playing you and I against our brother-in-law, Gideon. And
we were at Mohawk Mountain House in New York.
And he couldn't play. He was laughing so hard at the fighting that we were doing.
Right. Yeah, we should not be teammates. We're better when we're competitive
Correct.
With each other.
Yes.
But I just feel like if you don't have something that you just, I don't care what it is. Like, it could be doing fucking jigsaw puzzles together. Like, just something that is yours, the two of you. There's something, I think, really sexy about that, no matter what it is. You know, I just feel like that connection that you get from it just being yours together, I think is really great. And granted, we happen to have formed this podcast, which is a huge deal. And, you know, it's a business for us now to some degree, but it's also just like a lifestyle for us. And we connect on that level.
Yeah. I mean, it's an escape from the norm. So it's not, if we did not have this podcast, it would literally be every day I wake up, have a good day, I go to work, I come home, I go to bed, like, and we'd have nothing to communicate about that we can both, you know, have interest in and talk about.
Yeah.
So this is something that's ours and something that we created.
I think that is, if you don't have something that's both of yours, find something, no matter what it is. And that is my professional
Cornhole
advice.
Is fun.
Cornhole is fun.
Try that. That's a fun game. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We should probably take a break.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's time already. And we'll be right back.
Adam and I know as much as anybody else that back to school gets into the madness of schedules, the stress, constant busyness. It's so important, though, to remember to put date nights on the calendar, even if it means just sitting in their living room, spending some time together. We have to just keep reconnecting and not let that get away from us. Our Date Night Questions ebook makes any night together more meaningful, fun, and intimate. With 12 topics, there's something no matter what mood you're in. Thousands of couples are hooked on the date night questions, and the feedback has been incredible. So go ahead to marriageandmartinis.com/DNQ to check out what everybody is talking about and put in promo code MNM podcast for our biggest discount anywhere, 20% off. That's MNM podcast for 20% off. I promise you, you will have a date night like you've never had before. It makes it so much more interesting, so much more fun, intimate, and you are going to love it. That was what I was getting to, was that was the way I was attracted to you was like on a more mental and emotional level. Physically, when you get out of the shower in the morning and I'm sitting in bed and you walk across the bedroom in your underwear.
Really?
I love that.
Really?
Yes. Oh. I am always like, I try not to like stare and I try to pretend like it's not a big deal, but I'm always like, damn, like that's my husband.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I like that.
Always. Yep.
Wow. Okay, good. I don't even know what to say. I'm blushing.
Good.
Okay. What about as far as movies? I know you're into the sexy movie scene. Mm-hmm. And I watch movies that have sexy scenes.
What, like when someone like steps off the spaceship and lands on Mars?
Like, look at that.
Ooh,
look at that hot alien.
So dusty.
No, I
need some water. Am I going to find it here?
I am not into sexy scenes of movies.
Yeah,
like,
no shit.
All the movies I watch have sex scenes and, you know.
Fast forward to the next space shuttle.
I have no interest in watching that. Like, to me, I'm just not interested in sex scenes of movies. Like, if I want sex scenes, you're raising your hand. You may speak.
Yeah, I don't want to interrupt, so I'm just going to raise my hand every time I want to speak now.
Oh, so now you're going to just raise your hand every 3 seconds.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I don't want to interrupt.
Go ahead.
Can I talk?
Yes, please.
Okay, thank you.
So what I think...
exactly. No, I was going to save this till later, but it's because men... You don't need that buildup. Women have, it's literally a study that has been done over so many years of women need all of that emotional needing to feel desired, whereas men, like, that's why Viagra doesn't work on women. Like, if we took Viagra, it wouldn't, even a female version, it wouldn't work on us, because for us, it's more of an emotional response. You don't need that buildup. Whereas for us, when I watch a movie and I see someone, a man or a woman, you know, being very, making someone else feel desired, that to me is a huge turn on. You don't need that. For you, it's biological.
Easily. Right. I mean, for us, you see a tit, you get a boner, you fuck, you spread your seed, but done.
That was beautiful.
Isn't that hot?
No, but seriously, wow. No, but wow. But you, I don't even have a response to that, because it's so, it makes me wonder why women and men are together, because.
To procreate.
Okay,
that's it.
Okay, fine. So I'll fucking procreate with you. And then I want to have an emotional connection with somebody.
Good. Do it. You have them. Fine. You have them all over the place.
Fine. Fine. But I don't understand how you can not need that. Like that. Like, I could never, if I never said to you, like, wow, I want you, you would be fine.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
I would not be.
For me, like, it's fun to hear, like,
right.
You know what I mean?
But like, you don't need, for you, that's why you don't need those scenes, and that's why movies aren't a big deal for you. For us, we're getting something, unfortunately, that we don't get in real life that women need. We need that. And that's proven. That is proven.
I get it.
In studies.
I agree with you. I get it. I understand that. It's just not, like you said, it's not a biological thing for men to come across and portray and, you know, do those things. It's just we don't have
right.
those instincts.
And that's fine, except.
I don't want to speak for all men, by the way. I'm just saying, you know, generalizing, it sounds, I think that's the case.
Well, it also is, like I said, it's been researched. I have the stats right here. I've read up a lot on it. But the problem with that is, and women out there, if you disagree with me, that, you know, I'm not going to speak for everybody, but the problem with that is that men, our husbands specifically, need to understand that we need that. So even if you don't, you should be doing what you can to give that to us.
All right. Men want to hunt, spread their seed.
You've never fucking hunted a day in your life.
That's called, in the 21st century, that's called working. If we were back in caveman days, we'd want to hunt, bring back food, support the family, have babies, and that's it. Like, make sure that my family is okay.
Just have the babies, not take care of them.
Right.
Right.
But that's what you were there for. I mean, that's...
Let's not get too far into this. Okay. No, but I really think that that's the whole issue, is that because you guys don't need it, and again, I'm not speaking for everybody, but I do think because you guys don't need it, you don't feel it's a necessity to give that to, if it's a straight marriage, to give that to your significant other, to your partner.
Yeah, but
it's not a conscious thing.
And that's
a big deal.
But it's not a conscious thing. It's not like...
Well, so fucking make it a conscious thing.
But that's easy to say, because there's plenty of things that I could come to you and say, well, you're not conscious about these things. Why don't you think about them?
Well, like changing light bulbs.
Like, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's no specific thing. But,
right, but if you want more sex and you want better sex, it's ultimately in your benefit.
Right, but it's not a thought. It's not an instinct thing for us to think about.
Well, then you need to think about that as a man or as men the next time you say, oh, my wife doesn't want to have sex. Because if you were doing those things, that would not be the case. I can guarantee you, if you were saying to your wife, when I walk down those stairs before we're about to go out, and you say that you think I look hot or whatever, if you were like, damn, you look hot, motherfucker, I would have sex with you so fast. But that you don't process the fact that I need to hear it. So you don't do it. So you just think about it and then poof, it's gone. But you could use that. And that's the thing, is that a lot of husbands say, my wife isn't horny. She doesn't want to have sex. She doesn't want to try new things. She doesn't want to. If you were constantly making her feel desired, that would not be the case. So it's in your best interest.
You think that's for the most part, or just some women are just not?
Maybe some women, but yes, I 100%. And I've put this stuff before. I've made quotes before after I've read studies on Instagram saying a woman's biggest desire is to feel desired. And of course you get women who are like, my desire comes from inside me and I'm not going to let any man tell me what to do. But I really, fine, that's great. Like, mazel tov. But but I think that for the most part, women really do want to hear that stuff. And I think you're doing a disservice to your spouse by not saying it. And I think you're doing a disservice to yourself by not saying it. Because if you really want more sex, that's the way to get it.
But wait a minute. Let me ask you this. Okay. So I always, like, I do things that a lot of guys don't do.
Such as?
Okay, exactly. And that's my point. Because it's, I see this even on your stories all the time. Mm-hmm. And other people replying, like, chore play. You know, and that, oh my God, you do the dishes and I'm going to fuck your brains out. Like, I do that shit every single day, no matter what. Like, to maybe an extent that's even too much
not
for you.
Not since you've gone back to work.
Okay, but I'm the clean one in the family. Let's put it that way. So I you know, I'm the first to load the dishwasher if I feel like I need it done because it's pissing me off.
I have a
it's
bad
not.
Back.
You know, like, I do those things and I don't get the response that I see that's posted out.
That's
on...
because it was during a pandemic.
Oh, come on. I've been doing it for 20 years. How long? Really? I have not been the organized, clean, whatever one ever since we've... That's how I've been my whole life. Mm-hmm. Really? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You want to interrupt me, but you're holding your mouth shut.
No, I don't even want to get into it because okay. It's a whole other... No, that is not the case. Number one. Number two, I do think that you... I don't think that you've been sexually unsatisfied through our... I mean,
pandemic, yes.
Oh, pandemic for sure. Yeah. 100%. And last weekend when we had sex, finally, I pulled my fucking back out. Which was sexier than that.
Right. Well, it was kind of sexy during, just not
after.
Yeah.
No, now I have a really bad back. Yeah, no, I'm not even going to go there. My main thing is, and can you please look at me and
yes.
show me that you're listening? Because this is really important.
Okay.
And I hope that women will say this to their husbands too, or husbands who are listening. Like, this is for real. A woman's need to feel desired is what causes her to want to have sex. It's not about, you know... It's not for us. It's not as much just a physical reaction as it is. We need that. So if you are looking for more sex from your wife or your significant other who is a female, that is the way to get it. In my professional opinion.
Okay.
Okay.
So do
so
the things that we feel the need for you to be
all
desired.
Right, Oh my God. You know how to make anything not sexy.
My sexiest movie scene that I could think of, because ooh. I don't look.
Wait, I want to guess, but go ahead.
Wait, do you want to guess or do you want me to go ahead?
No, I want to guess what your sexiest movie scene is.
So go ahead. This is dead air time. You can't think now.
Okay. Your sexiest movie, is it from Back to the Future?
I have that as my joke one, my joke answer. But okay. It's not for real.
Okay, so what is it? Is it Goodfellas?
What did you think would have been from Back to the Future?
From Back to the Future, does it really matter? None of it's sexy. I don't know.
Obviously, when George punches Biff and saves Lorraine.
Obviously.
Right. I know I've seen it 1,000 times just in the last month. Have you watched it recently in the last 10 years?
Of course.
When you look, like, I remember watching it as a kid and watching that scene, and now watching it as an adult, like, Lorraine was being fucking raped. Like, Biff was in the car raping her. And you don't think about
trying to rape her.
Like, and you don't think about that, like, when you're a kid and you're watching it, and she's like, oh, she's in trouble. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you watch it as an adult, and he's like, literally, like, mm-hmm. That's a devastating scene.
Biff was a fucking asshole.
He was fucking raping, or like, about to rape her mm-hmm. if he didn't come. Like, it's
how
much
badly
more
do you
hardcore.
Want to do a Back to the Future whole episode?
I would love to
I
do
know
a
you
whole
would.
Back to the Future. Okay, so, but for real, I think for me is. Do you know my sexiest woman in a movie ever? Do you remember? I've told
Sandra
you this.
Bullock?
No, it was Heather Graham at the end of Swingers.
Oh, yeah, that's a good
that
one.
That scene, I mean...
Heather Graham is super hot.
Oh, my God. But she's so, so fucking super hot at the end of Swinger, sitting at the bar like this little rabbit just waiting to be, like, attacked
this
by this bear.
Rabbit.
Bunny. No, I'm sorry. It was Bunny, not rabbit. She's this little bunny. That's just from the Swingers. When, uh-huh. From Swingers when they were talking about, she's this little bunny and you're this bear and you're ready to attack. And she was this little bunny sitting at the bar.
So and it's a domination thing.
And it's a domination thing, but then he walks over... And then they do this swing dance at the end of the movie. And, like, I found that really sexy. Like, number one, she's 100%, 1,000% sexy just by itself. But then they go and do the swing dance, which you and I were into.
You always have loved swing dancing.
Loved swing dancing. So I found that whole scene at the end of the movie just the sexiest thing I can think of when thinking about movies.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Okay. Now I have to watch it again. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not a sex scene. It's just a sexy situation.
Have you ever
situation.
Masturbated to that scene?
I have not.
Oh.
No. I don't think I would
ever.
It's
a different kind of sexy.
Yeah, I don't think I'd masturbate to watching Jon Favreau and Heather Graham swing dance.
Oh.
Yeah, not. Okay. I don't think that would happen.
Right. Jon Favreau's not really masturbating. No. I love him, but
he's
not
he's
really.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not masturbatable.
Not masturbatable.
No.
I said, can you guess what I said?
I mean.
There's 1,000.
Can I do guy and girl, girl and girl,
right.
Guy and guy? Like,
no,
there's so many.
I'm not centers. Really into guy and guy. I'm all for it. God bless you all.
So, like,
no
Brokeback Mountain isn't your thing?
No. Although I love that movie and I love what it stands for, but it doesn't turn me on sexually.
Was it Wild Things?
No, Wild Things, I don't know. First of all, Outlander. And you've never watched Outlander. I'm always jealous when people message me that they're watching Outlander with their husband. For me, I don't even have to put Outlander on the TV. All I have to do is think about it. And I'm like fully aroused. It is so amazing. Also, I have to say one of the sexiest scenes, and it's a little fucked up. And I don't, it's not so much that I agree with it, just that I think it's like, I 100% like feel it. Is that scene in Goodfellas when she wants money from her husband. And so she goes down and gives
that.
Him the blowjob. I feel that.
Yeah.
I mean, because when we're on vacation and we're having great sex and like I'm like going down on you and stuff, I know I'm going to like be able to shop for some shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, how much do you need? And she puts her fingers
right,
together
right.
this much.
Right.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. So I felt that. Not that I agree with it or think it's right, but I felt it. And yeah, I mean, there's a 1,000 scenes and actually things that people, I'm going to get to it later, but there were so many movies that people reminded me of that I hadn't remembered. But there is one thing that nobody brought up, which is how Stella got her groove back, which is about Angela Bassett. She's older and she goes to the Bahamas after her divorce and she meets this younger guy and it's like the sexiest movie ever. Nobody brought that up, which I was shocked about. And now I think that's one of the sexiest movies ever.
Okay. No,
that's my rant.
Never saw it.
Of course you didn't.
Sorry.
There's no space. No. I, goes to
I don't watch just sci-fi. Like
I mean, yeah, you do.
No, not at all. That's
all right.
Just that's my go-to, but it's not.
My biggest turnoffs.
Oh, that's easy. Mess and nagging.
Who? Mess and nagging?
Mess. Mess. Messiness and nagging.
Oh, messiness. And so why
biggest
are you,
turnoffs.
Oh, is that why we never have sex?
That's why
anymore?
We never have sex. I mean, I guess I have to think about you when I think what's my biggest turnoffs, and those are my
damn.
Two biggest turnoffs. It's true, and you can admit it. You know, that's not even a damn. That's just a, yeah, I get it. Right?
Well, the messiness factor, first of all, you have three kids.
There's
no, home 24/7 right now.
Everybody has three kids, and everybody's kids are home. You're messy, and you nag. That's it. That's
I
my
don't
biggest
nag.
You're nagging right now.
I do not nag.
Oh, God.
I remind and I ask.
You're like Peggy Bundy. Like, ow.
Peggy Bundy's hot.
I'm not saying she's not. She's a nagger.
Okay.
And a mess.
Okay.
Those are the biggest turnoffs for me.
Okay. Changing mine now. I find men who are...
Oh, you have for men generally.
Yeah, you don't have that just for me?
I was thinking of you. What's my biggest turnoff?
Oh, do you have any other turnoffs?
I didn't even think about it. I just thought my...
Oh, well, that's so sweet of you.
Biggest,
thank you.
Well, I turnoffs from who? It's not like I'm being asked to go out on dates and I have to like think about, oh, are they nice?
No, there are definitely people. There are times when I'm out in public and I'll see somebody and I'll be like, damn, they're fucking hot or they're attractive. Or I'll see something about somebody and I'll be like, ooh, that's sexy. But then there are like men who like are overtly, first of all, tank tops. Adam's in a tank top right now.
It's hot. It's 95
men
degrees.
In tank tops, in my opinion, is a no-no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not into
like
it.
Like over 19, no good.
I'm just not into men in tank tops.
Really?
No, don't like it.
But look at my tries.
Fantastic. Yeah. But men who are overtly trying to be tough is a huge turnoff to me. Like, I like strong. I hate tough. Like, those huge trucks with the enormous tires, whenever I see that, I'm like, you're an idiot.
Yeah, with the ball sack hanging from the back?
Yeah,
Have you seen those?
I don't even know. Like, whatever they have going on, I'm like, really? What are you trying to prove? And people are going to get mad at me for this, but like I find hunting to be a huge turnoff. If I know a guy is a hunter, again, to each their own. I'm not, if you are a hunter or your husband.
Well, as a game, if they're hunting to eat and because it's something that they do because they don't feel like they I think two ways about this, and this could be a whole nother tangent.
Like when I see people with
quick.
Like a fucking picture with a lion, and they're like, I hunted.
No, that's
I'm
not
like,
okay.
I'm like, I am so repulsed and turned off by you right now.
No, there's people who are like, I will not eat meat because of the processing, the way we do things in America, the way we, you know, cage chickens and pigs and cows and like treat them like shit. I will not eat that meat. So I hunt to feed my family.
Oh.
The proper way to do this.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way that I agree.
Okay,
with
what
hunting.
Is that? 0.00001?
Well, there's a lot of people in this country that hunt to eat and to support their family. Like,
and
that's
they're
okay.
also buying Purdue chicken.
Okay. So my point being they're doing it for the right reasons.
Fine. I find people who just hunt to hunt. Again, I know that I'm going to get messages from people that say, I'm not saying I don't dislike you. I am not turned on by that.
No, if you're hunting and shooting lions and giraffes and taking trophy pics, I don't like you.
Right.
I'm going to say
okay.
It.
Yeah, right. Right.
Sorry.
Right.
Like,
right.
No thanks. Like, right. Goodbye.
Right.
That's like your goodbye that you had, your story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bye. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Bye.
I hear you. Yeah. That stuff to me is like a total turnoff.
Yeah.
It, like, that's the kind of tough guy stuff I really hate. You know, or men who drive like 40 miles per hour over the speed limit in their Corvette or Porsche. Like, just.
Well,
to...
I agree with you. You're following a theme here with your. Like, I don't like tough guys either.
Right.
I'm not a tough guy.
I'm sexually turned off by all of that. And when you were going through your phase of like not being around and gambling and all your shit that you were doing and making those stupid decisions, I was super turned off by you.
Obviously. Makes sense.
But people will say to me, like, did you not have sex with it? We still had a lot of sex during that time period.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to have sex and you were my only go-to for sex. Unless I was going to cheat and I wasn't going to cheat.
You could have asked.
At
that point, I might have said, okay.
No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have. But even still, like, that was my only, but it was a means to an end. Like, it was just to have sex. It wasn't like, oh, I'm so turned on by him. It was basically like, I'm horny. I want to have sex and he's what's available.
Right.
But yeah, but that part really was a turn off. But now you've turned that around and that's a huge turn on.
Good.
For the most
part. I guess women in general... just thinking about it while you were talking, I don't like overly confident women. That
what does that mean?
Like those like the Jersey Shore women.
Well, that's
like,
not overly confident.
Is that not overly confident?
I know what you're talking about.
Like they feel like they're bigger than everybody and better than everybody.
I know what you're talking about because I said one of my biggest turnoffs also is like the Kardashians.
Yeah, same thing. When I say Jersey Shore, that's the kind of woman I'm talking
about. It's that ostentatious, I'm going to show you how much I can afford all the things I have.
Yeah. Like everything they do is because I'm better than you.
Yeah, I can't stand ostentatiousness is that even a word, is a huge turnoff for me. Like, I can't stand it when people are like I think the Kardashians are the grossest. I don't understand. I think that they are so, I'm so repulsed by, I will use that word. I don't think it's attractive at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but that doesn't account for, I mean, there are plenty of celebrities out there who have a lot of money and who own nice things that I don't feel like that about at
no,
all.
No, you can have a lot of money and
it's
be a good
person.
It's
the way that they convey it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
There are people in our town like that. There are a lot of people in our town who have money who I think are still fabulous people and I love them. And then there are people in our town who have money that I'm like, really?
Like the orange Lamborghinis that drive and park in the restaurants here?
That take up three parking spots
right.
Because they want to just show you. Yeah.
I thought this was going to be like a 20-minute episode based upon the answers that I had.
I knew. I told you. I was like, this is going to be really long.
This is really long because we have to take another break.
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, so what were we talking about? I don't remember.
We were talking about turnoffs.
Okay, are we done with that or move on?
I guess so.
Okay.
You didn't have anything for generally.
Well, I did.
Okay, when do you feel sexual or most sexy?
About myself?
I think I asked you that.
Let me see. Okay, so when do I feel sexy about myself?
Yeah. Like, when do you feel most sexual?
I guess physically, I feel like when I've been working out and it's been a couple of weeks and I feel good about my body and the way I feel physically, that's when I feel, I guess, the most, I don't like using the word sexy. Like, I don't think about myself like
attractive.
Hey. Yeah, like, I feel good about myself. I feel physically fit. I feel like I
confident.
Look better because I've said it before, like if I stop working out, I get really skinny and it bothers me like somebody who gets heavy and, you know, like they don't like the way they look when they look at themselves in the mirror. That's how I feel when I don't work out because I feel like I'm too skinny. So I need to bulk up. I need to feel good about myself and the way I look. But also, mentally, I think there's a sexiness about the way you portray yourself and the way you think about things and the way you talk about the way, like right now for the last few months, because all I can do is think about work and all I can do is, you know, I don't have time to process any of my thoughts properly. So when I feel like when I'm mentally strong and I can say what I'm thinking and process my thoughts properly and have an intelligent conversation, I think that's kind of a sexy thing too.
Mm-hmm.
Like that you come across as a smart person, an intelligent person, knowledgeable in what you're talking about. I think that's, you know, just as sexy as coming across physically sexy.
Yeah, when we're at a party or something and I see you asking people about them and you're not just
right.
talking about you, that's a turn on for me too because you're very like, you're very good at talking about what's going on in your life.
Right.
Sometimes you're not as good about, like, I've often been like, ask them about them and find out what's going on with them. And you'll be like, I don't fucking care. And I'm like, but you need to care. I feel most sexual when I am, like you said, I'm getting ready to go out. You know, you said when I come down the stairs or whatever, when I'm in the bathroom, we have no fucking lock on our bathroom. So I'm always waiting for a fucking kid to come in and be like, I want chicken nuggets.
Well, no, we do have a lock. Remember that one I installed like 5 years ago?
That's great.
The latch.
Your Jewish installation.
The latch lock. Which
yeah,
is
your
like,
Jew boy installation.
Yeah, there's three holes around where it's supposed to go.
When I'm in my bathroom and I know we're going out and we're going out with friends or just the two of us and I'm going to have a great time, I feel really, you know, I feel sexiest. And I think that, yeah, when you look at me across the room, which doesn't happen very often anymore, or you say something to me or, you know, those kinds of things, or when you initiate sex, like those are all things that make me, yeah.
Okay. But you said, I don't look at you from across the room anymore. Like I used to, like, why do you think that is? Do you think it's because I'm not attracted to you?
Yes.
Really?
Sometimes. Yeah. Sure.
See, I equate that to, like,
Oh, we've just been married a long time.
Like, yeah, like we're just getting older and like...
I hate that. I think that's bullshit.
I'm not saying that's okay. I'm just saying...
So do better.
Better?
Yeah. So do better.
But why? What do you do that you think...
First of all, you've already admitted that you don't need it. So
need what?
Me to tell you and show you like physically that I'm attracted
to
you.
No, that's bullshit. I like it. I'm just, no, we're talking about like sex and whatever. No, I would love for you to engage in the way that you feel and let me know. And you never do that. Like, I can't even talk to you without you asking me, what did you say 4 times?
But that's a different kind of thing. First of all, we see each other for 15 minutes a day. And when you come home and everything, I've been with the kids all day. I'm not going to get into it, but it's a much different type of dynamic.
Right. So on a normal day, we're both not ready to just be like, you know, looking across the table at each other sexually.
But even last night at dinner, I looked at you and I was like, do you even like me?
Yeah. What was that all about?
Because
what was
You're not engaged.
Okay, but...
I know you're so tired. I understand that.
That's not a normal thing. That's only in the last few months because of the life right now.
Fine.
Okay.
Do a whole nother episode. I think we both can do a much better job
right now. I agree.
I
think we're both lacking in that area, and we could both do better.
Here's where my head goes, and I'm not alone because almost every single person who answered my poll about do you feel good naked or what would make you feel sexier was about weight loss. Here's my thing. I truly believe that you grew up really being pounded into your head that weight is a huge deal.
Me personally?
Your family.
I think that's more of a everybody. I mean, that's what's out there.
Okay, fine. So I'm not just saying it to your family. But I do think that that was a big deal in your household was weight.
Okay. Nobody ever said to me, watch your weight. Be careful
about...
Well,
of course not, 'cause you've always
been skinny. Okay, but nobody ever said, be careful, don't eat too much pizza so you don't get fat.
Well, because one thing that you said to me when we were first dating, when you said, oh, well, my dad has a little bit of a gut, but he's a guy, so it's okay.
I said that?
Yes.
Okay.
And I remember thinking to myself at that, I'm going to have a fucking problem because, you know, if I ever gain weight, and I will, yes.
I don't remember that.
And we were young. Yeah. But I do think that the whole weight thing is... unbelievable what happens. And I have had 3 kids. I'm 40, almost 43 years old. I run, I bike, I lift weights, I hike. I'm a very active person, but I also love to eat. And I also, you know, am not a small person like we've said before. But I it always goes back to me as I am obviously not alone because 70% of people, when I asked the question about what could make you feel sexier, was if I lost some weight, I think my husband or my spouse would be more attracted to me. It's fucked up. I have admitted before that I am, you know, I'm sexually attracted to women for sure. I have never looked at a woman and I'm like, oh, if only they would lose 20 pounds or if only they would lose 30 pounds. That has never, ever been a turnoff for me. And in fact, I'm not saying anything against thin people or anything. I find myself being more sexually attracted to women who are a little bit bigger. But I also think that it infuriates me that there are this many women, and they were all women who answered this question, who feel like their sexuality and their... sexiness is all based on a number on the scale when a lot of us, first of all, are active. We've had, many of us have had kids, and even if you haven't, we're aging and we're getting older and your body is not supposed to remain the same. And we're still interested in looking attractive and we take care of ourselves. And I just, it infuriates me that this is what...
I think things...
One more thing. Most of the time when you have given me compliments that are memorable compliments, it has been because of my body.
I think things are going to change. If you watch the news or TV or the media, like things have, for the last 100 years, you've seen skinny women, perfect bodies, what's considered perfect on magazines and swimsuit issues, on commercials, on things are changing. Have you noticed recently?
Well, then why did 70% of women still say?
Because we're in a transformation change right now. Like, have you noticed recently commercials with real women showing, you know, in bra commercials, in underwear commercials, in whatever commercial, mm-hmm. like they're showing real women now. People, you know, people who aren't 90 pounds and 40 years old, you know, they're real women, people who have had children, people who are working out, exercising, but they live a life and they live a real life.
Well, but I do think that fine in the media, maybe they are trying to portray that, but we are still locked into, listen, I still think that you have a hang up on weight.
So how do you defend the fact that some people are just attracted to certain traits of people? And that's one of them. You were attracted to me. I'm not 6 feet tall. Some guys are attracted to women with brown hair. Some guys are attracted to women with blonde hair.
Okay, but
some guys are attracted to thin girls. Some guys are not.
Your height is not going to change. As women, we are going to change.
Okay, but there's
that is something that has to be, it has to be sexy to you that we're changing because we either had your children or we go out with you and have a good time and we eat together and we socialize together. And all those things have to play into a factor. Like, you would not be happy with me either if we went out and I never ate anything and I decided to never drink anything, or all those things need to go into play.
Correct. But there's nothing about you that I'm not attracted to.
Oh, well, then you need to say that more often.
But I see, like, your weight is not a problem. You're not at a point where
you need to say that to me.
I understand.
And I'm not just talking to you. I'm talking in general, because I bet 70% of those women said that it's about losing weight. And I'll bet that a lot of their husbands feel the same way you do. And the point I'm trying to make is, you need to fucking tell your spouse that.
I understand. What I'm trying to say is, there is some innate underlying thing that people are just attracted to. Some people don't like heavy women or men. Some people don't like skinny women or men.
Okay.
It's just something
that's social media all the time. And I can tell you this, people are fucking vicious about weight. Vicious.
Okay.
And it is still a definite thing that is very much instilled in society, that women are supposed to be thin, especially American society. But I do think that it is something that if you have a spouse who is a female, that you need to automatically think to yourself, that this is something we're self-conscious about. Obviously, because thousands of women told me, and I know it anyway, they don't have to, that this is still a big deal. And this is one of the reasons why we're not getting naked for you at the drop of an eye, because we're worried about what you're going to think. So if you want someone who's going to be naked with you, having sex more with you, feeling more confident about themselves to try something new, then fucking tell them they look great. That's all.
Okay.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay.
Should we move on?
I guess.
Can we move on, please?
Well, I don't know. Can we? Has it fucking gotten through to you? Oh, it's a big deal.
It is
a big deal. It's not big deal to you, because you can eat whatever you want and you don't have to worry about it. It's a big deal to us.
Okay. What about the difference between when we were younger versus now, what you find sexy? Has it changed for you? I mean, we spoke a lot about
it. Yeah,
we
spoke
already
about
has.
This. Yeah.
But
go ahead, you tell us.
Well, no, but like, what are things that, what did you find sexy in your 20s?
Money.
Like our casino
trip?
When
you would hand me, I mean, listen, if you would start handing me $20 bills right now, I'd feel pretty fucking sexy too. But yes.
But sweetie, those are your $20 bills too.
That would be a huge turn. Yes. That was when I was in my 20s. Money and material items, I will not lie, they were a big turn on for me. Yeah. Now, it's the opposite. Now I'm like, when I see like a douchebag driving like a fucking you know, Lamborghini. I'm sort of like, really, what are you trying to compensate for?
Well, like if I handed you hundreds
now
today,
it's like if you handed me a printout of a donation that you made to a cause that is important to me, I'm turned on.
But like if I handed you hundreds today, you'd be like, that could go to college.
Right. Well,
that would
be
a little more sexy.
No, if you were like going to the city, although you can't right now, but if you go into the city and go shopping, I would be very excited.
Well, I put that in my notes here that something that I found sexy because we haven't done it in a long time was, number one, like when you and I are just sitting in a lounge in New York and there's like that cool kind of music going on in the background and we're just having cocktails and talking. Mm-hmm. That's sexy to me.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
Sexy situation going on. I'm liking that. And also when like I enjoy watching you, like if the next day we go shopping, I enjoy watching you shop. I find that kind of sexy. Like, I like that you're into like the nice things, and even myself going to the John Varvatos store. I find that sexy for myself. But that to me today, it's not just about TNA. It's about having a good time together.
Right.
You know, and TNA, of course.
Yeah. It's now changed to like, if you show me like that you're saving our money for like a good retirement, that's sexy to me. Yeah. Whereas before I would have been like, let's spend that shit. Right. Yeah, so that definitely.
Yeah, we're still kind of spending that shit too.
Do you have any songs that put you in the mood or anything?
No, because I don't listen to music that is sexy music.
Like heavy metal.
Yeah, like I'm not like Guns N' Roses doesn't make me feel sexy.
One thing that I wanted to point out that some of our listeners have messaged me about that I really, really appreciate is that a lot of people have pointed out that we are one of those podcasts which they're appreciative about, that we talk about porn, and we do, and I do watch porn, but at the same time they've also said, if you're going to talk about it, can you please point out the fact that there are porn sites out there that are more empowering to women and that are ethically more, what's the word,
I don't know
ethical.
Sure.
They're ethically more ethical. And I agree with that, and I appreciate them.
You mean it's
out.
Not just like women being dominated in porn about?
Well, there's a,
man. A
lot of porn out there that is not that does not treat women well.
Sure.
And what they're saying is basically, if you're not paying for your porn, most likely it is not produced ethically. So if you're going on porn, you know, Pornhub or YouPorn or anything, and you're getting free porn, it's probably not being ethically produced.
Really?
Yes.
Oh no.
So what they're saying is, if you're watching it enough and everything, it's worth paying for. And they're saying paying for porn is not only going to be safer for your computer, but it also makes the entire industry of female-friendly porn better for performers and the viewers.
Where do you pay for porn?
So there's a bunch of sites that you can go to that are run by women, for women. Erica Lust, who is a filmmaker, she explains why porn can be feminist. She has an awesome TED Talk if you want to listen to it. It's really great. And she gives us porn videos that are largely made by female directors that show all of the passion, intimacy, love, and lust in sex, where the feminine viewpoint is vital. The aesthetic is a pleasurable one to all the senses, and eroticism and innovation is celebrated, but they are also all about female empowerment. So there are a lot of, if you go and search porn for women empowerment, you're going to get a lot of, and you get the same kind of eroticism, but it's ethically made. The thing is, you have to be willing to have that on your bill, you know,
it's
on your.
Fine with me. I'll check that out.
Right, right.
This is not an ad, is it?
Not even a little. This is people.
Because I don't know anything about this. And it sounds
awesome
to me.
But to me, it was people who reached out to me saying, listen, we're really appreciative that you're willing to talk about it. But at the same time, you're talking about these free sites that are probably unethical. And I agree with that. We shouldn't be doing that. We should be. So these are sites that are, you know, because there are women in porn who are in it because they love it. And we can support them. So,
I want to check this out.
We're going to.
Okay.
As soon as we have the kids away for a night.
I love it. On that note, if anybody wants three children for a weekend, please let us know.
Yes. Sexiest place you've ever been?
Sexiest place I've ever been. It's got to be one of our trips. I would say probably either Cabo or like Capchaluca.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was fucking sexy.
Cap Chalupa was the best.
They both were. I mean, I remember like going out to dinner.
Where was Cap Chalupa in?
Anguilla.
Anguilla.
Yeah. So we. So not only was the place sexy, getting there was, because we'd fly to St. Martin. And then if you remember, we got on a boat mm-hmm. on St. Martin, which took us to Anguilla. So it's kind of sexy where it's like you're going to this own private place. Mm-hmm. And like it's nobody
think
else
we'll
can
ever
get
be able
there.
To go back.
If anybody would like to donate to Marriage or Martinis, please let me know.
Oh, I was simply saying because of the pandemic.
I was thinking, can we afford it?
Right.
But
yeah, Cap Chalupa is the sexiest trip we've ever had. Vegas is always sexy for us too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And Cabo, I think Cabo too. I mean, we were at a restaurant sitting on cliffs watching the waves crash mm-hmm. up against those cliffs mm-hmm. where we were. Like, that's hot.
Mm-hmm. And in Jamaica, we sat in a treehouse and ate.
Yeah, that was mm-hmm. fun.
According to Business Insider, a global study cited what city do you think as the global sexiest city?
Okay, so not just in the United States.
No, globally, what city do you think is the sexiest city according to Business Insider?
I have no fucking clue.
Miami.
No way.
And that's what it said.
Get the fuck out of here.
Another survey by the Huffington Post said Paris is number one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right, but we have never experienced Paris the way it's supposed to be experienced.
Why would Miami be the fucking sexiest place in the country, in the world?
I know.
Okay,
I want to go back a little bit because I think this is really important. And I know I've talked about it before, but I want to reiterate it as many times as possible. Marta Miena, who is a researcher from the University of Nevada, has argued provocatively that the organizing principle of female sexuality is the desire to be desired. Husbands, are you listening? Female desire, according to Miena, is activated when a woman feels overwhelmingly desired. So if you want to have more sex with your wife, stop complaining about it and start fucking telling her how sexy she is. Patriarchal culture has demanded that women restrain their sexuality for so long that as a society, we've started to believe that this is an easy and natural thing for us to do. Actually, women are much more sexual beings than men. That is the truth.
I believe it.
Scientifically. But we have been told to put a lid on our sex box and to put ourselves out there only for the needs of men.
Sex box.
Yeah. Hmm. You can take that on more level than one.
Sure.
That we have started to suppress our sexuality. Our prior beliefs about women and sexuality have also failed to take into account the way that the female libido shuts down when it is not significantly engaged. So if you have a partner who is not being sexual, maybe you just need to start engaging them more. Recent research shows that women get bored with monogamy even before men do. So we're fucking bored. We want... I'm not kidding.
Okay.
So I just feel like I wanted this episode to sort of be like, wait the fuck up. We need to be more engaged.
All right. So I'm going to take my takeaway for this episode is we need to let you know.
Often.
Often.
Mm-hmm.
How we feel about you sexually.
Yes.
In a positive way.
Well, thank you. Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah.
Yes, in a positive way, yeah. For sure. Yeah. Oh, I also wanted to just say one thing.
Okay.
Like certain things, the 50 Shades of Grey series, which was, I think, 2014. People can say what they will about it, that it was bad literature and it wasn't well written, or, you know, people have a lot of people who are very into literature will say these things. But it also opens up a dialogue that we need to have. Again, that women are not feeling satisfied, that we want excitement, that we want our partners to step up and show us something that is more provocative, not just the, oh, let's go to dinner, let's come home, let's have sex, let's go to bed. We need more.
Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, we do. I just wanted to say that. Sorry.
I think I've given you more.
Okay.
Really? We don't. We just go out to dinner and we have come home and we have sex and we go to
bed. I don't think you're like Mr. Romance. No.
No, I don't. I don't think I am Mr. Romance. Oh. I'm not claiming to be Mr. Romance.
Well, because you smack my ass harder.
Exactly.
Right. There you go. No, you're all about it when we're having sex. Right. It's just the leading up to sex that you're not good at.
While we're having sex, don't I show you how I feel about you? It's more than just.
It needs to be a constant. It needs to be a constant. All right, can I do some polls?
Wait, so more
real
fast? Of what we're doing during sex needs to be constant.
Just fuck you.
Thank you.
All right, I'm just going to quickly go through some of the polls from Instagram. We got a ton of feedback. True or false, I find myself being sexually attracted to people of the opposite sex. I'm sorry, of the same sex. I fucked up this question because I should have said if I'm not already, you know, in a
right
lesbian or, you know, a gay situation. I did not say that, which I apologize for. But it was 61% said they are not sexually attracted to the same sex. So 40% said yes, 60% said no, which I was surprised about. I thought it would have been more.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly women, right? So I would have thought it would be more.
Yeah. Sexiest scenes in any show, a ton of The Notebook, a ton of Game of Thrones. If you have not watched Game of Thrones, oh my God, there are so many amazing sex scenes. A ton of Outlander, which is my favorite of all time. A ton of the show Normal People, which I have not watched, but I want to watch. 365 Days on Netflix, which has been very controversial, but a lot of people are obviously watching it and liking it. I think it's about a mafia guy who holds a woman captive and they end up falling in love, maybe.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I might be wrong, but okay. There it supposedly they has like the best sex scenes. It's like a fantasy of he holds her captive and, you know, uses her for sex and he's super hot. And
so that's like the
50 Shades.
Yeah,
a little bit different, but same idea. Cruel Intentions, Call Me By Your Name, which our daughter is super against. She hates that movie, but I have not watched it yet, but I get it. A lot of people said Dirty Dancing. A lot of...
Anybody say Ghost?
Yes, people did
really?
Say Ghost. Yes, people did say Ghost. People said Unfaithful. Have you seen it? Yes, we watched Unfaithful together.
I watched it. That's with Richard Gere.
Yes, let's watch it again.
I watched it.
Diane Lane is so
hot. So long ago.
She's so hot.
And that like affected me. Like I was like, remember you came down and I'm like, what the fuck did you do? Like,
yeah.
Why'd you?
Right, like you had a dream.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, something happened.
Yeah, because someone gets killed. Yeah. And then I'm still trying. Turnoffs. Hold on. Sorry. Turnoffs. Laziness, arrogance, got a lot of them. Bad breath, got a big chunk.
That's not fair.
Why?
Is bad breath somebody's fault?
Yeah.
But, I mean, did they brush their teeth?
I don't know. Bad breath. Lying. Bigotry, I agree with that. Complaining, like you said. Weight, yikes. Lack of intelligence, bad attitude. Okay, let's just keep going. My partner does a good job of making me feel sexy. 50-50, pretty much.
Okay.
I think I do a good job of my partner feeling sexy. 50-50 again. My idea of what sexy has changed over the past decade. 92% said yes. So that's... do you feel sexy when you're naked? 70% said no. How sad is that?
Yeah, but I kind of get that.
But that's not okay.
But all right. So,
why are we not making our partners feel sexy right, naked?
Should I feel okay when I'm naked?
Yes.
Okay, I don't. But so that it's just an internal feeling.
Fine,
it's
then
not
I
like,
feel like I need to do a better job of making you feel
no,
sexy.
No, because
naked.
There's nothing you can do
yes,
or say
is.
That
yes,
would make me
is.
Feel better about it.
Yeah, because I'm the only person you're getting naked with.
No,
I think.
But you have your own self to look at and not feel sexy being naked.
Okay.
Then you can't fix that.
No, I disagree. This is one thing I really want to look at in our new house is they say, I said, does your bedroom have a sexy vibe?
Well, the mirrors on the ceiling help it out.
Yeah, in our Poconos place. 90% said no, which I get. I mean, when we're in bed and our dogs are like trying to lick our ass. Right. But I do want to try to make in our new house a sexier like little spot.
I would love you to do that.
Okay. Can I buy new things?
As long as there's things that we have to talk about.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah. I hate talking.
Mm-hmm.
Sexiest place you've ever been. This is the last one. Hawaii. Hot Springs, Santorini. I think is that in Italy or Greece?
Sure.
Okay. Secrets. We've never been there. Cuba, Spain, Amsterdam. Amsterdam was one of our sexiest nights ever. German Naked Spa, Bahamas, Maya Riviera. Yeah, I mean,
makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, so that's sexy.
Good. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
That
this was
fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
That was way longer than I thought it was going to be.
I knew it was. Please, if you haven't rated and reviewed and you like what we're doing, please rate and review.
And if you want to send us back to Capture Luca, we would appreciate that.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
No one's going anywhere right now. We're not allowed out of the fucking country right now.
I know.
All right. We love you.
Love you guys.
And go and tell your spouse right now that you are sexily attracted to them.
Yes. If you say sexily, that'll be good because they know you're saying sexy and you're silly at the same time. And they're going to chuckle and be satisfied.
Okay.
Yeah. Who cares? Thanks, guys.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.